Understanding the things of the scripture and of what your way is. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This morning we're looking at the victory we have in Christ, and we'll begin by looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter is talking about the whole of the gospel, really, from the fact that Jesus has died and risen again to the future of Jesus Christ returning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'll start from verse 57, which is a key verse describing that we have the victory. And it says in 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So that's right now, we have been given the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a good promise, a good blessing. But we have to understand, what is that victory? Verse 58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." So it's connecting the victory to our being steadfast, our being unmovable, and our always abounding in the work of the Lord. Well, that's good. But then there's a statement there in verse 58, which shows us the manifestation of our victory right now. Remember, we read in verse 57 that God says, "which giveth us the victory." And verse 58, from halfway down the verse, says, "Forasmuch as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord." This is a very strong promise, because it's saying in the Lord, our labour, or what we do, is not in vain. In other words, it has consequences, and has good consequences, as it says in verse 58, "always abounding in the work of the Lord." See, our labour is not in vain in the Lord, which is a manifestation of our victory, and that's what we should be seeing and expecting. As we understand that, then we're seeing what is the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 58, it gives us a key about this victory in verse 58, because it says, "Forasmuch as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord," meaning you have to know something. So it's very important in the gospel that the gospel and the victory is not just, well, there's a victory out there for you, but that you know it. And knowing it means not only knowing what it is, but then knowing how to grab hold of it and how to put it to work. So you can't expect, well, I expect my labour will not be in vain, and not know that that's a promise in the Bible. You can't expect to know, oh, this is the victory I have, and you don't know what the victory is in the Bible. So we need to know, and knowing is not only going to the Bible, but also that the Holy Ghost is revealing what's in the Bible to us. The reason why I say that is because there's people who might have a copy of the Bible on their shelf, and they might have read it or heard it, but it's not just enough just to have the words of God, but we need the spiritual unlocking of those words. And this is a very important area, because it's showing us that whether it's being born again, or the area of health and healing, or the area of prosperity, or any other area, that we can read words in the Bible and we don't have an insight into that. You can see, oh yes, the Bible says, my labour is not in vain in the Lord. But then there's a charging up by the Holy Ghost when we come to a revelation of the reality of that, that our labour really is not in vain in the Lord. And that can be in every other area too. Like, you can know, oh yeah, the Bible talks about health. I've heard references or verses in there. But until that becomes a living reality by the Holy Ghost, it's just something there that wasn't alive to us. So we have to know it properly, and knowing isn't just mental knowledge, but a spiritual insight. In other words, the Holy Ghost is bringing to life the revelation of that area. So that's a very big key. You know, that's the same key how you got born again. Because you could have heard a song like Amazing Grace when you were a sinner, and you thought, oh, that's just a, you know, an old song, nice sounding song. But until the Word of God itself about being born again was made alive to us, and we were internally convinced, yes, and you were internally convinced and you became a born again Christian, that was by a revelation from the Holy Ghost. And so that's in every area, in the area of being filled with the Spirit, whether it's in the area, as I said, of health and healing, or in the area of prosperity. We need to come into a level of understanding of what the Bible is teaching in that area, because it's not enough just to say, oh, there's a victory, but that we have the victory and we know what it is. So we come to understand, as verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory, that you know he's actually giving you the victory, you know what that victory is, and you know what it is, how to walk in it. And that is a very big key. Now, if we just go in the same chapter, at the start of the chapter, 15, verses 1 and 2, he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. Okay, so this is telling us that there's a progression, that someone was sent to preach the gospel, you heard it, you received it, and now you're standing in it. And verse 2 says, by which also ye are saved. So we're saved right now, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Now this is something that's telling us that the spiritual walk that we're walking in must be about what we're understanding and acknowledging. You know, you're not saved if you forget about salvation, or if you don't acknowledge the things of the gospel. You know, you can be a forgetful hearer. There's people that they become separated in their mind from what the Bible actually teaches, and they may be thinking something else, like, oh, going to church is an activity or something, and they're not understanding. But here Paul is saying you not only have to hear the gospel, receive it, but stand in it. And in standing in it, standing, he makes a direct connection between standing and keeping in memory, meaning that you keep in your mind the understanding of what the gospel is. One of the things that really helps doing that, besides coming to church and hearing preaching, are the ordinances in the church, such as celebrating the Lord's Supper. Now, the reason why we have those things, and the reason why Jesus instituted those things, is to actually keep in memory, to help you keep in memory the very things. By the way, if you stay away from church, you're actually staying away from something that's keeping up in your mind. And remember we said just before that since we know, and verse 57 says, he giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and you've got to know in verse 58 that your labour is not in vain. So if you stay away from church, you're staying away from being reminded, staying away from that washing process of the Word of God coming into you, you're staying away from keeping in memory. You're staying away from knowing that your labour is not in vain. You're actually, not thinking about that, because there won't be a reminding properly in you. And that's an important thing. Now, of course, there's another problem, which is that there's Christian bodies, so even so-called Christians, that aren't really Christian, and they're not teaching the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's a problem as well. There's deceived people who think, oh, Christianity is living after social justice, or living after, living a good life or something. They're not understanding what it says there, which is to be steadfast, to be unmovable, to always abound in the work of the Lord, meaning that we're actually able to do the works of the Lord, not the works of men in just charity, but the works of the Lord are empowered, and that comes from, of course, the Word of God is saying, and the Holy Ghost is giving us the understanding. Now, we'll just quickly look from verse 22 to 26, which is the whole summary of the gospel from start to end. This is what we've got to keep in memory, knowing that our labour is not in vain. In other words, this is the construct of what's going on. So you're operating in these parameters, you're living your life in this scheme, and then you know that what you're doing in this belief system is not in vain. Verse 22, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Okay, so you know mankind's in sin. We need can't save ourselves. We need Christ to save us. Verse 23. But every man, 23, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Jesus was the first one that rose from the dead and lived. He lived a holy life. Afterward, they that are Christ's at his coming. So this is the future aspect. So the past aspect is Jesus rose from the dead. The future aspect is Jesus Christ is coming and he's going to be in the air. We're going to meet him and see him as he is and we'll be like him. Okay, so in the past he rose from the dead for us. In the future, we're going to be with him and be like him, as in glorified. But what's in the meantime? What's in between? That's today. And what are we doing today? And this is really important because this is where we're carrying out the operation of the work of God, our labour. The Bible actually says that. Our labour is not in vain, meaning we actually do something. We're working in the kingdom of God. Now, in the future, in verse 24, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign, as the reign of Jesus, till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, as you study this out, you'll see, well, there's also and already the reign of Jesus Christ today. Now, where's Jesus Christ reigning today? Well, he's reigning, of course, you know, he's seated in heavenly places right now, but where's his reign actually outworking is in your heart. That means that your life shouldn't be a life under sin and under the power of death, the curse, and the devil, but already right now in the church, which is the body of Christ, and also individually in each believer, the reign of Christ is there to bring them up. So we're in the transition between when Jesus rose from the dead and when Jesus is coming in the air right now. Well, that's not an excuse, as I think many people do, to think, well, one day when he comes, then everything will be right. But today we're just waiting for Jesus to return. And we're still in the bad condition of in Adam all men die, and therefore as if Jesus never really accomplished anything on the cross because we're just waiting one day when he returns. Well, that's a whole wrong approach. Why? Because present tense, verse 57, present tense, right now, he giveth us the victory, right now. And right now, verse 58, we're steadfast, unmovable, that's right now, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So what should we be doing right now is the work of the Lord right now. And the work of the Lord is directly related to, which is the whole thing we've been pointing at, is acknowledging or knowing the victory, knowing what we have. If you know that we have health and healing, you'll be working in the Lord, not only to put the word of health and healing in you, but also to speak it and act it out. If you know that we have the word of prosperity, if you know we have the victory in that area, not only will you, within you, want to obey and do what God says, such as tithing, but also you'll speak it out so that it will go to others as well. You'll help the gospel go forward. So in all these areas, you'll see that today we are called to work. We're called to do the labour of the gospel. And that means that we have a role to play. Now, maybe we don't have a ministry that, you know, has a building somewhere, you know, called the Your Name Ministry or something. But we all have parts to play in ministry, and we have our personal ministering, and that is called work or labour. And, verse 58, your labour is not in vain in the Lord. So even the things that we do when we're coming to church, things that we might do in the church, some people have just little jobs to do, that's part of your ministry work in the Lord. And that might be all that you've been called to do, but it's not in vain. It's part of God's kingdom and operations today on earth, part of his reign in your hearts, the reign of Jesus Christ. And one day you'll see the manifestation, even the power over death in your life, totally, completely fulfilled. But it's not just to be deferred to the future. Already today, we can see that we have victory right now. And so we're assured of the victory to come. Let's go on a bit further, now that we've established all that, to understand about what we know is the key. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, should be just a few chapters back. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. So what we know, what we acknowledge, knowing the victory that we have right now, knowing the origins of it, that Jesus rose from the dead, knowing the future of it, that one day when he comes, we will be with him in the air, knowing that's where we're going to see him, then knowing today what we're doing in the gospel is not in vain, keeping in memory those things, we can begin to see very big areas about God wants us to know. God wants us to know. God wants us to have revelation, to walk in what's called the full counsel of God. He wants us to know all the different doctrines. He wants us to think, yes, I know about tithing, not to think, well, that's what someone else believes, or you know, that's a complicated part of the Bible and not for me. The ministers know about that, but I'm just content to come and be a pew warmer in the church. No, we need to know, each Christian person needs to know, what are the things that we believe? Why do we believe them? We need to be convinced. Maybe we're not a great Bible teacher, but we certainly should know what are the proper doctrines to live in a Christian walk. Why? Because we're in work. We're in labour for the Lord. That's part of our work and labour, is to actually know what it is that we have. And of course, not just to know it, but knowing it means carrying it out. In other words, we actually practice what he wants. Now 12 verse 1 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." Is it God's will for us to be ignorant? Now, we've been given the victory, and that you know that your labour is not in vain, meaning we should know the things of God, not be ignorant. So ignorance, and even worse than that, willing ignorance is actually a sin. It's going against God and his will, because his will and what he wants for us is to know the things of the Spirit of God and know the things that are promised to us in the Bible. So he wants us to know, not be ignorant. Now, in this particular area, he's talking about spiritual gifts. And you know, spiritual gifts, what they're actually all on about, two things. One is, spiritual gifts you can't really have if you stay away from church or believers, because spiritual gifts actually require a group of people to be together. It requires two people to be together at least for a spiritual gift really to work, to benefit ultimately, really. So in other words, it can't just be, well, I have spiritual gifts and they're just for me and they just benefit me. But really, it's about blessing other people, usually, and the design of them is for congregational settings, which means it's actually Jesus' plan for there to be local churches, pretty obvious. But if you read what the spiritual gifts are, and this is the other big thing, it's all about knowledge. All the spiritual gifts, really, and at least a majority of them, are directly related to knowing things. What, you know, if you think about the spiritual gifts, whether it's discerning of spirits, whether it's word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophesying, or speaking in tongues and interpreting, all those spiritual gifts are all to do directly with getting information to believers. So do you think God wants you to know something? Does he want you to understand you have the victory and what it is to do to walk in or get the victory in situations? Clearly he does. And information from the Spirit, that is revelation, is a very big part of this whole area. In other words, you have to know the truth, you have to know about these things in order to be able to walk in them. So let's think about that for a minute. First of all, let's look at the negative side in the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Now Hosea is after the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. And I'll just read 4 verse 6 part A, which means the first part of the verse. Hosea 4:6. And it says there, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So destruction is from lack of knowledge. But we read just before that victory, that we have been given the victory, giveth us the victory, and we read there about, ye know that your labour is not in vain, then you know that that's the opposite of people being destroyed for lack of knowledge. So having spiritual knowledge, and obviously doing what God said to do, because you know what to do, that is blessing and prosperity, and there's many verses to back that up, such as in Joshua chapter 1, where he talks about, you know, acknowledging and walking in the law of God, basically, that you'll be successful. So here you see people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and in worse, in this case, people were actually rejecting knowledge, and I'll just read that. It says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. If you go against and say, well, I resist that, then you're resisting the victory that the Lord has bought for you, because you are going against the very thing that will help you. See that also in John chapter 8. This is a very well-known passage, John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. So remember, we've been given the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you even know what this victory is? Well, you have to know it because in John chapter 8, verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So the victory must be in the word of God, and the victory must be in doing the word of God. In other words, the works. Our labour is not in vain in the Lord. Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So that's a very big key, the truth that you know. So once again, you can have books of healing on your shelf. You can have books about prosperity on your shelf. You can say, well, I've got these CDs and I know where the websites are where I can get sermons and go to Victory Faith Centre, and I know there's preaching there. But the Bible says very clearly, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So it's not enough just to have the information around somewhere, but it has to be a revelation within you from the Holy Ghost. Are we open to that knowledge? So you can't walk in health and healing really properly if you don't know about health and healing, and certainly if you're resisting that doctrine, then that's not knowing the truth, and that truth in that area, you're not going to be free because you're not accepting the truth of it. And it's the same in prosperity area. You know, you shall know the truth. If you don't acknowledge the truth of what the prosperity doctrine says, which is the tenth is the Lord's and things like that, then you're going to be not able to be walking in the truth and the blessing in the area of prosperity properly, because there's not a revelation of it and there's not the obedient carrying out of the Lord's good commandments based on a charity-based operation. And by that I mean that love motivates us to do what God says, not out of a horrible, you know, God bossing us around for unknown reasons, as some people seem to think God is like, but that God is good intents, and that from our heart we do good and we see that it's a good thing and we see the good results as we do good things, because that is the way that God has called us. But we walk by faith. Let's also look in 3 John verse 2. Remember, he's given us the victory, but unless you know the victory, unless you know what it is that you're believing, how can you have it? You know, faith is not some kind of, as people seem to think, a blind wishful thinking, you know, blind what they call fideism, which means, oh, that's just, you know, believing something ridiculous without any basis. No, we're talking about grounded in God's authoritative truth. So it's not fideism, it's based on seeing in the Spirit. So it's a proper belief based on a foundation that is strong and sure. And we see the fruits of it. Why? Because you know that your labour is not in vain. And so we have the victory. Verse 2 of 3 John says, Beloved, this is 3 John, the small epistle. Verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things, so this is his priority, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So the condition is your soul prospering. So what are we talking about? We're talking about you need to get the knowledge of the victory in. You need to be convinced of it. You need to know what the Word of God says to continue in the truth of it. And you need the Holy Ghost insight and revelation. You need to be convinced of it. And as you know that, you know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, in the area of health, it's not just, oh, there's healing and it falls on me out of the sky. No, your soul needs to prosper first. You need to have, so your soul is your thinking part of you and your inner man, includes your memory and emotions, but it's the thinking part of you, including your will, your thinking part of you in you needs to prosper. What does that mean? It means that you come to understand things in your mind. That's part of your soul. And as you have that in the area of health and prosperity, which means it's from the Spirit of God, then you'll know then the truth in those areas. You'll understand how to walk in them, and you'll see, well, this is the area of walking in victory in the area of prosperity, and this is the area of walking in victory in the area of health. Just as you understood about being born again and know that one day when he's coming in the air, you'll be with him and you'll be like him and so on. So you'll see that, yes, I believe in the victory over death. Well, there's a victory over the area of poverty because there's prosperity. There's a victory over the area of sickness because there's a health doctrine. And of course, what we're really talking about is victory over ignorance. This is really what we're talking about. Victory over not acknowledging, because there's the victory of knowing the truth. And knowing the truth then is foundational of knowing the truth in all these areas, because the Holy Ghost has come and teach us and guide us and to bring us up in knowledge. And we have the Bible as well. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Proverbs is full of talking about wisdom. And wisdom just means there's godly, true wisdom. There's also wisdom of the world. But wisdom means knowledge that you put into practice, basically. Practical carrying out of knowledge. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily, oh, you should go to university and get all these degrees, because getting knowledge or getting, you know, academic prowess or whatever is the way to go forward. Now, he's talking about spiritual wisdom. And where do you get that? Well, you get that by hearing the Word of God. You get that by coming to church. Get that by reading the Bible yourself. You get that by connecting with the Holy Ghost. So it's talking about seeking the wisdom and knowledge of God, getting the knowledge of God. So if you know the truth, know that your labour is not in vain. Know that we've got the victory. Know that we have these things, that we stand unmovable and steadfast, that we continue and we grow. Then you know that's what it is to walk in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it comes into every area of doctrine, including the area of our health, our prosperity. It comes into what we're doing in life. Our labour is not in vain in the Lord. Now, let's say now that you are starting to understand some more about this area, and you think, well, yes, I do desire knowledge and from the Spirit of God, his wisdom to learn and to step up in some areas. You know that there's a Bible verse or a few verses you can grab hold of, particularly to help you. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. So God doesn't want you ignorant. He wants you to know the truth. He wants you to know the truth of his victory. He wants you to know the particular areas of victory that we have. He wants us to know that our labour, what we're doing in him, is not in vain. So he wants us to know we have the victory in every aspect, and that's really what it's all about. Then you have to know the truth in all the different areas of life and what are promises and what are doctrines of the Bible. So we have the victory and we're labouring. And here it is in James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, about, okay, some people have been deliberately unwilling or deliberately ignorant. They need to repent of that. That's actually a sin. There's people that just don't know, and many of us don't know. Of course, we don't know everything, but how can we get hold of stuff? Because the Holy Ghost is here who has all the knowledge that we need. We need to tap into that. And verse 5 shows us how to get it by faith. Verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Is the Holy Ghost here to give you liberally knowledge of the victory that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, he is. Giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. In other words, he's not going to say, oh, you know, don't ask me that. You could have asked for something. Don't ask me that. You know, you're in trouble now. No, he wants you to ask and receive from him because he wants you to be free. Upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So we can personalize that and know that God gives me wisdom. Believe he gives you as you ask. Verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Don't say, well, I'm not that smart. No, say, the Spirit of God is able to get me to understand. Or I'm able to receive by faith from him. After all, he's your maker. He's the one that made your ears and mouth and your mind. Don't you think it's not hard for God to get you to comprehend what it is that you need to know, whether it's specific guidance, and more particularly what we're talking about is all the aspects of the area of walking in the victory that our Lord Jesus Christ has bought and paid for, and to know, yes, when he comes, we'll see him as he is, we'll be in the air with him, and so on, we'll be in the glory of God. That's great and wonderful for the future, but the application is now today. We're in something called the work. We're in something called the labour, and it's not to be in vain. Let's look at John 16, verse 13. I only look at this one just to bolster your faith that even though you can't see the Holy Ghost, we can't see the Holy Ghost right now in the room, can't see him in your life if you've been baptised with the Holy Ghost. Can't see the Holy Ghost with our physical eyes. But what can we do? We can see with spiritual eyes. John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus is talking and he says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Well, has that happened already? Yes, it has. He's the Spirit of truth. Do you think the Holy Ghost has got information? Truth is the truth, isn't it? That means he's got knowledge for us. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So even about the future.
He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. He's showing us what the victory is that we have. He's showing us things to come. He's showing us, giving us wisdom. Now, if you read all these chapters here in John, he talks a number of times about the Holy Ghost and the knowledge that he gives, guiding you in all truth and all this. This is the work of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is present today. So we can believe that. We can see that. We can know the truth of what he's doing. Let's now look in Habakkuk, and we'll conclude in Habakkuk chapter 2. Now, Habakkuk is near the end of the Old Testament. This will be our last area to look at. Habakkuk chapter 2. I'll just finish with this verse here in Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. And I'm just going to read some verses from the start of the chapter. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Saying, pay attention to God, pay attention to his word and to the Holy Ghost. And verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Now you can see right there, that God is saying what he's promised he will do. This is in the area of health, in the area of prosperity, it's in the area of whatever prophecies is put in the Bible. Verse 4 says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, talking about people who exalt themselves falsely, but the just shall live by his faith. So what kind of life are we living? Where our labour is not in vain in the Lord, where we've No, we've been given the victory. How do we do that? We're living by faith. We have faith. Now the last verse is verse 14, and it says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now that's a massive promise, of course. You know, the waters cover the sea is a huge thing on the planet earth. And you know that it's saying the glory of the Lord and the earth will be filled with it. But it says something very important there. It says be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, which means that knowledge of God must increase. And if it's to increase to be, you know, greatly around on the planet earth, then where's going to be the roots of that? Where does it start from? Well, it's obviously starting with Christian people today and in the past. That means that today we're part of that. We should expect to believe that we are being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And let's close with prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to us, and we pray now that you speak by your Spirit and give the words that we need to hear today. I pray in the name of Jesus.
The Lord is leading his people as a shepherd leads the flock. And those in the flock are fed as he gives those that are to feed.
Yes, we look unto Jesus, he is the author and finisher of our faith. We know, Lord, that you're with us. As we acknowledge you, your power, it's not by our own strength, but you are the one that's strengthening us so we can do the works and abound in the works of the Lord. And so we step forth to do good things. And you bring in every help that we need. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. Amen.